From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Federal prosecutors have unsealed indictments against 36 suspects in a global cybercrime ring that defrauded victims of more than $530 million. The defendants are reported to be from the United States, Australia, France, Italy, Kosovo, Serbia, and the United Kingdom. The Justice Department is calling it one of the biggest cyber fraud cases it has ever tackled. A senior U.S. cybersecurity official has told NBC News that Russian hackers successfully penetrated the voter registration rolls of several U.S. states prior to the 2016 presidential election. Jeanette Manfra, the head of cybersecurity at the Department of Homeland Security, said Russia targeted 21 states, and a small number of them were actually successfully penetrated, she said. NBC News said it contacted the 21 states that were targeted. Five of them, including Texas and California, said they were never attacked. U.S. stocks were down at the close of Wednesday's trading after a day of fluctuating prices. The trading followed days of wild price swings in global markets. U.S. stocks have performed well since President Trump entered the White House more than 1 year ago. One index climbed more than 24% during the one-year period ending January 31st. And White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter said on Wednesday he would resign following accusations of domestic abuse from two former wives. Porter is a senior advisor in charge of much of the documentation that goes to President Trump for his signature. This is VOA News.